I think a lot of us love that we have these firsts in Pittsburgh. This is a big deal, Paul Rasmussen. As an anchor man, I can't see you bouncing all over town on a pogo stick, but why not? We are excited because we have, and this guy is the CEO of X-Pogo. He is the producer and host of Pogapalooza, which is here for the weekend. The World Championships are back. Will Weiner, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Larry.
So, Will, where are you from originally?
So, my family's actually from here, but I grew up in New Mexico for some reason, ended up back here, and love Pittsburgh.
And so you chose this for the World Championship, and this is a big deal, so I assume we'll have people from everywhere in town to participate in this, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we get a number of international competitors. You know, the sport of extreme pogo sticking, not the biggest sport in the world, but you got your enthusiasts, you know, in Europe, Canada, there's a bit of a scene. So we'll be getting people from all kinds of countries coming in, competing, trying to see who is the best extreme pogo sticker in the world.
So how many are going to compete? You get more than one event, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a few disciplines. There will be about 30 people not taking part in each discipline. So something like Friday at Market Square, we'll be doing high jump, which is a really nice pure competition. Who can get the highest over a bar? And, you know, they're on these pneumatic high-powered pogo sticks, so they're getting 10, 11, hopefully break the world record of 12 feet in the air. So, you know, these are pretty not the pogo sticks you had in your garage growing up.
And this is the 10th time you've done this, but it's the 20th year. I guess what it first started in a parking lot in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. Pogapalooza 1, kind of, you know, these pogoers few and far between met each other on the internet and like, hey, we're kind of trying to do tricks. Is anyone else doing this in the world? And by and large, you know, they're kind of scattered across the states. One of them was like, hey, if you all want to come hang out at my house in Nebraska, there's a church next door. We can pogo in the parking lot. Let's call it Pogapalooza. Since then, we've been international. We've been in New York City, but our group, X-Pogo, we are based now in Wilkinsburg. We've been here since 2017 and really just trying to build in roots with the event and say, Pittsburgh is home of the World Championships of Pogo. It's where you go if you want to see the best pogoers in the world. We build our own custom park out here in Wilkinsburg that, you know, they kind of jump around these giant pogo obstacles. So Pittsburgh is the place for pogo.
Now, you've got some world record holders on your website. By the way, this X-Pogo website is really slick. But we got highest backflip here, most consecutive bounces, highest front flip. This is like the X Games on pogo sticks, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one day we'd love to be a part of the X Games. You know, until they have us, the sport is, you know, pretty young relative to sports. We're just going to do our own thing. We work with Guinness Records and just trying to see how far can we push this. And Pogapalooza is really the time of year we come together and just try and push those limits in every possible direction.
Unbelievable. I'm looking at the record for the most consecutive bounces. Larry, are you ready for this?
Hit me.
115,170 bounces.
That is incredible. Yeah. So how did you get into pogo, Will, as a participant as a kid, I assume?
Actually, I've had a little bit of a weird path. A lot of the pogoers get in, I would say the most standard origin story is, you know, you get a pogo stick for Christmas, and a lot of the kids or the people who do pogo were kind of into skating or flips or whatever and thought, hey, can I make a pogo extreme? And they start looking around and seeing, oh, well, these other people have tried flips, and it just snowballs. I had a really weird, maybe not that interesting origin story, but I actually went to CMU for college. I was in a club with a guy who was like one of the founding fathers of pogo. I did some sports broadcasting at CMU, and he was like, hey, this thing has kind of taken off. Do you want to come on as an announcer for our stuff? And that's a hard thing to say no to. And eventually just fell in love with this world and got pulled in deeper and deeper. And it's like, okay, let's grow this sport. Let's blow this thing up. Let's, you know, get it to the X Games level.
Well, tomorrow, 5:30, you can go to Market Square in downtown Pittsburgh, check out the high jumpers, and then you have the tech and freestyle qualifiers on Saturday starting at 3 and 3 on Sunday. Freestyle finals, best trick, and 15 and under bounce off. Paul, you're not eligible.
And where are the events on Saturday and Sunday?
Sure thing. So those are at our headquarters in Wilkinsburg. It's a location called Community Forge, an old school turned into community center. All the info's on our website, pogopalooza.com, but that's where we build the custom pogo park and do. Actually, just want to take a sec to mention that kids 15 and under bounce off. Everything all weekend is free, but that's free to enter. You don't even need a pogo stick. That anyone 15 and under, we say ready, set, go. Whoever stays bouncing the longest gets a free kind of kid-scaled version of the extreme stick. So pretty cool prize there.
All right. It is pogopalooza.com. You can check it out for details. And I'm looking on your website here, Will, the Vertego V4 Pro Pogo Stick is $469. Paul wants two of them.
Yowza.
It's sold out, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, it's a pretty niche, the high-end stick. So when the batches come, they'll go quickly. So, you know, if you really want to fly 10 feet in the air, you know, you kind of have to spend a bit of coin and wait a little bit of time. But, you know, the one the kids bounce is getting called the Slingshot is a scaled version. It's more like $150, so that's kind of hopefully the missing link or the Goldilocks of a pogo, if you will. And you can try the Vertigos, you can try just the normal spring ones, all of them for free at Pogopalooza too. So if you're a kid or you just want to recapture the inner child, can do all of that at Pogopalooza.
Well, Will, thanks for taking time. Good luck. Sounds like a lot of fun at very least.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on.
Will Weiner is the producer and the host of Pogopalooza.
I never knew that we had an organization based right here dedicated to pogos.
And the world
and world-setting
the
records.
World. The entire world. And I want to give a shout-out to Jimmy Grainer, who's a young man, a son of a friend of mine. And while he was battling cancer, I know one of the things that helped him was he learned to pogo. And he became so good out at North Allegheny High School. He actually was an act in the talent show, and people went crazy for it. Although, it's got to be a little dangerous if you haven't done it to pogo. So if you want to try it, Paul, be very careful, because one slip and you'll be doing something different than anchoring the news.
I wonder how long it took to bounce over 117,000 times on a pogo stick. That must have been something to watch.
We'll look it up. That's pretty good. Pogopalooza.